This is the English Weekly Podcast brought to you by 9.0 Niner English Review and Tutorial Center, the number one test preparation center for all of your high-stakes English tests.
It was really very hard. It's very difficult to just train by yourself. Unfortunately, not all the time will we have friends who are so supportive of our goals in life. Different people have different strengths, different learning styles, and different facets that they're good at, and different things that they struggle with as well. That's actually where one-on-one tutorials enter the picture. Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of 9.09ers English Weekly Podcast with me, your host Brian, and one of the lecturers of 9.09er English Review and Tutorial Center. And speaking of tutorials, this session is going to be a little bit different from what we have been posting for the past few weeks, because we're going to talk about the importance of having one-on-one tutorials or coaching when you're taking an English test. And I guess it's a little different as well from other podcasts that we have been publishing, for the reason that we are tapping into this new and kind of interesting technology of hosting podcasts that are not only for your ears, but also for your eyes. So apart from the audio feed that we do have on our various platforms, we are now going to be posting more of these types of video podcasts, especially here on Spotify. So hopefully I can do this consistently for at least a session a week. I can't promise, but I'll do my best to post one session every week to help you to get started with your preparation for your English tests. Or if you've already done so, then improve your chances of getting the best results on your English exams. So let's get right into it and talk about the advantages of one-on-one tutorials. Have you ever wondered why a lot of candidates do not get their target results on their English tests amid possibly very good English skills or familiarity with the language? Why is it that there are some candidates who just don't get good scores on those tests? The reason for that is that some of them might have never experienced taking these tests in the first place, and they don't know what exactly the examiners will be looking for. They don't have first-hand experience, so it's always something brand new when they're taking the test. And so another reason is that there might be a higher rate of anxiety they're feeling during the test because they have never been exposed to this type of examination before. And all of those factors can be a recipe for disaster when you're taking a high-stakes English test, because certainly it will affect your performance if you're not in the right mental and physical disposition to take the test. And that's actually where one-on-one tutorials enter the picture. One-on-one tutorials are super important because they help you to be familiar with what's really going to happen during the test. At 9.09er, we do hold one-on-one tutorials with our students in which we try to simulate the entire experience of taking the examination, particularly for this speaking test. So we play the role of the examiner and the student plays the role of the candidate, certainly. And we actually do interviews or role plays depending on the type of examination that the candidate is taking. And in the process of doing so, our students get desensitized and it becomes more of like a daily activity to them instead of something brand new or something that is totally unfamiliar, or instead of having to go to the examination as if they don't have the weaponry or any kind of skill to actually attempt the examination and wing it the first time. They'll be equipped with everything they need, like all of the tools they need to succeed in their exams. And one of which would be being familiar with the process of taking the test. Because if you don't know what you're going to actually take and you don't know what to expect, certainly you would feel very anxious. Anxiety, as they call it, is actually a result of not knowing what's going to happen or being uncertain about the outcome of something. And since you're not sure about how you're going to fare or how you're going to perform, you've never encountered it before. You've never had one-on-one tutorials to kind of simulate the process and get you really very informed and familiar with it, then certainly that's going to bring about a lot of anxiety and sometimes a state of panic during your actual examination. Okay, so that's one. It helps you to be familiar with the exam format. It helps you to desensitize yourself and be familiar with what's going to happen. And it helps you to feel more confident when you're taking your high stakes English exams. I remember back then when I was preparing for my English examination, because I also prepared for the IELTS and also the PTE back in the day. That was a very, very long time ago. But when I prepared, I just tried doing it myself, and it was really very hard. It's very difficult to just train by yourself, especially for the speaking component, because you don't really have someone to talk to, or you don't even know if the performance level that you already have when you're practicing is sufficient enough to get the result that you want on the test that you're going to attempt. So eventually, after a couple of months of preparing by myself, I decided to enroll myself in a training facility, which is 9.09er, the same institution where I'm working at right now. And the primary reason for that is I just wanted to have someone to talk to about my problems. Not like my personal problems per se, but generally the things that I encounter as critical issues when I'm preparing for my English exams. And I also want to know my current standing. Am I fit enough to get the result that I want? Am I already competent enough to get the score that I'm targeting? I want to get that feedback, and only coaches can provide that, especially expert coaches who have already had a wealth of experience dealing with various candidates and knowing exactly what they're saying. Now, another thing that you would probably be able to get from having one-on-one tutorials would be that during the one-on-one tutorials, you get tailored feedback because, as I always say to my students, different people have different strengths, different learning styles, and different facets that they're good at, and different things that they struggle with as well. It's going to be very hard to just look at one resource and say, oh, it's one resource and it's good for just about everything. Like, I'll learn my English really well with all of these things. Because we have different needs. Some candidates are already very good when it comes to the grammar aspect, while others are actually faring well with the vocabulary aspect. And so scaffolding those different areas would be futile because these are already things that these candidates are good at. And it's not also going to be very interesting for these candidates to work on them because they're already experts in those aspects. Whereas others might be very good when it comes to the content side, like, developing the arguments or writing different ideas or supporting their arguments with reasons. They're probably good at reasoning and logic, or probably organization skills, like the coherence aspect, like they know how to write in a very organized and a very cohesive fashion. So these are things that might be different per candidate. It's not going to be the same for all of the students. And so having one-on-one tutorials will help us to be more aware of not only where we're not good at, but also where we're successful already. And the main purpose of this is to, number one, improve even more those aspects that we're already good at. And number two, to actually kind of scaffold or maybe improve some of the aspects that we're not really doing well at yet. And that's going to be best done if we have a better kind of view or assessment of our current language skills. Next, I think apart from the personalized kind of assessment that we get and feedback, we also get to learn how to accept constructive feedback. When we are preparing for English exams, we want to get constructive criticisms and not really like useless feedback, especially when you're taking an English examination. It's critical that you get useful insights from someone who has maybe taken the examination or someone who has expertise in this particular aspect, because usually when we take English exams, we just surround ourselves with our friends, and that's totally fine, especially if your friends are very encouraging and all. But unfortunately, not all the time will we have friends who are so supportive of our goals in life, and some of our friends don't take life so seriously. This is actually for your dream, and this is for your goal of being able to work, live, or study overseas. And it's not something to be taken lightly. If you surround yourself with negative people who keep on ranting about things, keep on complaining about their lives, or who are telling you that you can't do it, you can't make it, that you're hopeless and keep on discouraging you to do something, or maybe you have friends who have given up on life, these are the kinds of friends that maybe you should try to steer clear of while preparing for your English test. I'm not saying that you should totally disconnect yourself from these individuals or forget these people, because they have been integral parts of your life as well. They're your friends. But while you're taking the examination, it's actually good to surround yourself with people who have succeeded in these English exams, those who have some stories to share, those who would really like you to grow as a person, or would motivate you or propel you to greater heights. These are the kinds of things that you'd want to see in a role model, perhaps, and they usually are your coaches. These coaches have very positive dispositions in life, and they're very motivated people. They're also very educated, and they can help you to grow as a person as well, so that you'll feel not only more confident to take your exams, but also more of like a complete person, who's definitely ready to take on all of the challenges that life will throw onto you. Okay, and apart from constructive feedback, you know, it's very important to also take everything with a grain of salt. Like, it's important to have so many coaches and not just one person who's going to assess you throughout the entire journey. Because someone is an expert, he or she understands your circumstances already fully well. And there are some people who would resonate well with you better and who would be able to give you better advice that you would be finding more useful compared to others, because maybe you have the same learning style or whatnot. So as much as possible, surround yourself with a lot of these people who can really help you. Have as many coaches as you can possibly have, and don't just entrust your preparation and your coaching with just one person. If you can consult more people, that's much better. Yeah, so I have talked about many of the advantages of having one-on-one tutorials. But what is it like to have coaching? And you might wonder, is it really difficult to have one-on-one tutorials? And the answer to that question is, it's just like a normal conversation. You will feel nervous at first, definitely. But eventually, after a few trials, you will feel more and more confident with your language ability and with the way you're taking the test. At first, it will be nerve-wracking. And that's totally understandable, for the reason that this is the first time that you're going to have it. And this is going to be the exact same feeling you're going to have when you take the English exams of your choice for the first time without prior preparation or practice. It would definitely feel nerve-wracking, because it's your first time and you've never had any kind of exposure previously. So definitely it's going to be very difficult for you. But if you are having coaching, usually the most nerve-wracking parts would be the first few sessions. And after maybe 2, 3, or 4 sessions, you will feel confident already in taking the test. You will feel like it's just a normal everyday activity that you have always had. And when you take the examination, it would definitely feel the same way. There will certainly be some mild anxiety there, but you would actually feel like it's just a normal thing because you've done it so many times already in the past. So these are the precise reasons why you should consider having one-on-one tutorials when preparing for English exams. And before I end this session, I just want to emphasize that English exams can be life-changing in a certain way because these English exams, especially the high-stakes ones like IELTS, OET, PTE, TOEFL, IBT, CELPIP, and others, can open up so many opportunities for you to work, to live, to study, and to permanently reside or become a citizen of a foreign country. It's just one piece of paper, it's just one test result, but it can be your ticket to a brighter and better future. So when you prepare for your English examination, take it seriously. I mean, you have definitely taken your board exams or your licensure tests or your college entrance examinations so seriously in the past because you knew back then that they're going to be an integral part of your future and would definitely propel you to become successful individuals in the future. Why not also entrust your preparation with the experts and not just rely solely on yourself? As I always say, if you need help, the proper and most logical response is to ask for help. You can't always rely on yourself and wait and see if things are going to get better for you. You want to make sure that if you need assistance, you seek that assistance so you can do things better, you can clear things much faster, and you won't waste time, resources, energy, and even your psyche. You don't want to be mentally and physically drained just because you keep on flunking an English examination that you can't pass simply because you are not seeking the help that you need. And with that, I end this session. Thank you so much for tuning in to 9.09ers English Weekly Podcast. I shall be with you again next week with more sessions like this about your English exam preparations, hopefully on video. And if you have any suggestions on what we can talk about in the future sessions of 9.09ers English Weekly Podcast, don't forget to send us an email at training@9eronlinereview.com or by messaging us on Facebook. I think that's facebook.com/9.09erofficial. You can also follow us on all of our social media handles. We have YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and all other platforms. See you again next time. Thank you, and I hope to see you in one of my future classes at 9.09er English. Bye.